My name's Michelle Evans. I first got involved with Sage's Army whenever Sage had passed away. I lost a lot of people due to addiction, and they didn't affect me the way that it did whenever Sage had passed away. I'm not sure. I think it was God coming through me to be involved and get involved. My son had rode pedal bikes with him maybe a handful of times. And I don't know, it hit me hard. And then he created Sage's Army. I became a member on the Facebook page, and I just sat there and kind of read over and over the people and their pain and how they're involved with recovery and addiction. And he got started the march at the courthouse. And that's when I first seen the people of Sage's Army. I remember seeing somebody that I went to high school with, and it was the first that I admitted. I just kind of looked at her and said, I have a problem with pain medication. And she just went, oh. And that was about it. And then I spoke to him briefly because he was talking to so many different people and hearing his story and losing someone to addiction. I thought of my mom right away and how I could have died so many times. It still didn't stop me at that point from using drugs. I continued it for some time. And like I said, continually reading everybody's pain on the Facebook page. It was later on that summer, they had, what was it?
At Crab?
Yeah, it was a candlelight vigil right by where I lived. I couldn't make it down there. I sat on the hill and watched all the parents in pain and seeing the pain in their eyes. That next day, I started calling rehabs. And I got in that night and went through detox. Once I got to the rehab part and you were able to make phone calls, he was the first person I called. He had no idea who I really even was. I had my mom get his phone number. He still has the voice message. I don't really remember it, just crying and saying, thank you. It woke me up. And it was that one moment of clarity, sitting on that hillside and seeing parents in pain, that I decided to get the help that I got. As soon as I got out, he was one of the first people that I went to go see. And that's where my recovery began, and being involved more with Sage's Army as much as I could.
How are you doing now?
Good. I'm a little over 2.5 years clean.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what do you do to kind of help people? Are you you're involved more than just reading the Facebook page now?
Yeah. Not as involved as I'd like to be right now because of my recovery and always going to meetings. And I sponsor girls. I have a sponsor. I have a huge group of women that they have my back and I have theirs. Mm-hmm.
Where do you think you would be without that first contact with a Facebook page?
Probably dead. Probably dead.
What do you say to people who just kind of come into the periphery of these events?
Just stay and listen and talk to people. And they can kind of guide you in the right direction of where to get treatment, where to go. Who to talk to. He kind of connects people that come to him openly and say, I have a problem. And he'll connect them to other people in recovery. And we can give them suggestions on what to do and where to go. And it's up to them if they want it or not. There's been other organizations that kind of passed through me that I seen. And it was just him and his story and how he wants to break the stigma. You know, I'm an older person that had a drug problem, and I just seen a lot of young kids that were doing harder drugs, and I thought, I didn't do that yet. That's not me. And it was always prescription medication for me. And being older, it was hard, I think, to admit that I had a problem. And to be around the younger kids that had the problem and that have been in recovery a lot longer than me, and to be able to take their suggestions. And I learned so much from them, and they learned from me as well. Hopefully I helped a few people as well, from Carmen giving me a call and saying, hey, this girl has a problem, and meeting them and talking to them. I remember meeting someone at his house in the basement and just talking to two girls. And one decided to go and get treatment, and she's still clean today and has a baby and getting married.
What else should we know? What else is on your heart?
Just that I love Carmen and Sage's Army. They've done so much for me. I wouldn't be where I'm at today. You know, I'm a productive member of society. I have a fiance. I have a good job. I have a home. Rebuilding relationships with my parents, I wouldn't have been able to do any of that without Carmen and Sage's Army.